China News, China has appointed its ambassador to the US, Qin Gang, as the new foreign minister, who will replace Wang Yi. Qin Gang is a member of the Political Bureau and State Councilor of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China. Qin Gang greatly impressed everyone during his tenure in America. Significantly, Qin Gang has been made foreign minister at a time when China is being targeted worldwide due to its aggressive foreign policy. India-China border dispute is in headlines in recent times. Prior to this, Qin Gang was serving as the Chinese ambassador to America. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson and Assistant Foreign Minister Hua Chunying tweeted that congratulations to Qin Gang on being appointed as the new foreign minister of China. His appointment will mark the beginning of a new chapter in China's diplomacy. Let us tell you about Qin Gang. Qin Gang's 17-month tenure as ambassador to the US was witness to rising tensions between the world's two largest economies. Qin was the first spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs and later rose to the rank of deputy minister. He has been closely associated with Xi Jinping over the past 10 years and accompanied him on all of Xi's foreign tours. When Qin Gang reached Washington in the year 2021, he had access to very few American officials. Despite repeated requests, American officials hesitated to meet him. After spending more than 500 days in America, Qin Gang has praised America and Americans. In the year 2021, Qin Gang took over the post of China's ambassador to America when both the countries were in a very challenging situation. During his tenure, Gong visited 22 U.S. states, government agencies, Congress, think tanks, factories, ports, farms, schools and playgrounds and befriended many Americans. Qin Gang tweeted that I will continue to care for and support the development of China-US relations, encourage dialogue, mutual understanding and intimacy between the peoples of the two countries. Experts say that Qin is not a new face in China. Considered one of the loudest voices in China's foreign ministry, Qin started showing softness in his stand as soon as he reached America.